You know, sport is a great thing, and I mean all sport is a great thing. Some of the storylines out of the weekend, what Boston has done in Game 6, James Magnuson with me on the Breakfast Show.
I mean,
they had to go to
yesterday.
Review. We're talking 0.1 of a second. Do they go to the hundredths of a second? No, they don't. Not like swimming. They go to, they said 0.1.
One-tenth, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Crazy scenes.
To send it to Game 7. Then, of course, you've got the news of football. We've covered the Luton story this morning. Luton Town into the EPL. We caught up with Kevin Harper from the Luton Town Supporters Trust. If you want to go back, you can get that, download that, Spotify, all the rest, all that sort of thing. Best bits of the show. And then from the EPL, coverage this morning on SEN. And at one stage, Leicester are staying up. So Leicester needed to win, which they ended up doing against West Ham, 2-1. And Everton was scoreless draw at half-time. It wasn't until midway through the second half of their game against Bournemouth that they got in front and then had to hang on. So if Everton had have drawn, Everton would have gone down and Leicester would have stayed up. But as it was, Everton hung on to win 1-0 over Bournemouth. So Leicester go down, Leeds lost to Tottenham 4-1, they're gone. And then the race for Europe as well, despite that win by Tottenham, and they were sitting in the top four for much of the first half of the season, winning 4-1 over Leeds. No good. No good for Tottenham. They finish eighth. Aston Villa getting seventh position. So Aston Villa doing well there. There were some mixed scorelines. And last day, by the way, Southampton, bottom of the table, had a 4-4 draw with Liverpool. So some joy for them. They're on their way out. But at least they had they go out with a point against Liverpool 4-4. And Man City at the top lost their last game of the season. Already had the title in the bag, but lost to Brentford 1-0. So some of the EPL news. Now, blue jersey v navy jersey. Gary Jack has spoken. The great Jimmy Jack James.
What's great he said, player. Bossy?
He has said, he tweeted out, "Does anyone at the New South Wales Rugby League understand the importance of 43 years of history of players wearing the sky blue of New South Wales? Why change it to navy blue? It's a pretty simple question. Origin is about history, not marketing. It's about wearing the sky blue jersey your idols wore with your name on the back." What a great tweet. And by the way, Gary does say, go the mighty Blues. He'll never not support the Blues, but I think that is, for a tweet, perfectly worded, sums up the thoughts of so many of us, and Gary Jack's certainly entitled to have that opinion. It's an incredible situation. We're being told, James, that the NRL has said, go back to the sky blue, and the New South Wales Rugby League are saying, no, we're going navy for the
match.
What
does Brandy say about this?
Well, Brandy's fine with it.
He doesn't mind the navy blue.
No, he doesn't want to have a ruckus about something like this, but the fans are saying, a lot of people are saying, why didn't you have this outcry in 2019? Well, I don't think we were aware. The game in Perth, they just sort of lobbed on the night. You thought, that's a bit odd. But I don't think we knew about it in the build-up so much. But this time around, they've been photographed from the first minutes in camp. And you're right, James. You had the impression, like all of us, oh, that's their training shirt. No, they're just wearing that in the photo.
That's
not...
The size of the sponsor on the front too, is a little exorbitant, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, it's big. It's Westpac's logo. It's a big W.
That's a big W. They're the Westpac Blues, for sure.
Well, would you have it? This is a question, the hypothetical you've made me think of. What if their name was Lestpac and it was a giant L? Would you want to go out and field with a giant L on it, loser? Like, would they sign off on that? A giant L? But it's a W. At least it means win, I suppose. Something in that. Elsewhere in sport, now look, just from Super Rugby, and we've got this very concerning injury with Corey Hutter-Witta-Knighter in the league on Saturday night. We'll get an update from Ben Pollack, the Canberra Raiders media manager. But in Rugby Union, Super Rugby, Queensland Reds lock Connor Vest suffered a broken neck in the game against the Highlanders on Friday in Dunedin. It's the C7 vertebra. He actually walked from the field. But I've got to say, the hit up and tackle is one of the ugliest incidents I think I've ever seen.
Yep.
Connor gets so low, crouches down, hitting the ball up, and bends almost with his head pointed to the ground. He is so low in looking to get down and, I guess, get to a breakdown, turn it into a ruck, and the defender comes in and goes equally low, like two battering rams. Mm. It is the point of the shoulder that hits Connor Vest right on the top of his head and folds his neck. Absolute contentious there. It's an ugly tackle.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know where else he was meant to grab him.
Mm.
But I would say Connor Vest is a very lucky man today if it is just a fracture to the C7. When you look at the incident, James, it's a nasty one.
Yeah, and it's not a rare tackle in rugby either, is it? Like, they get down very low going into the ruck. It's a dicey position to put your head in. They're very brave, but, yeah, I don't like the look. I certainly wouldn't be putting my head in that position.
So here's the difficult one for rugby union. I haven't followed up on Shannon Frizzell's the player who made the tackle. Does he get charged? Because it's the point of his shoulder.
I don't think he can. Where else does he go?
Head. Yeah, well, head contact, they're pretty stringent on it.
He's got no target. So if you were him looking at the player coming directly towards you, where's your target? It's either head or the next thing you can probably see is just about ankles.
Mm. It is Connor Vest running the ball up. If you want to search it, go to Google now. Find a clip. You'll find it. Go to the Fox Sports website and you'll find some vision of it, I think. He's basically just above knee height. The attacker running with his head that low that he is just above knee height. It's a nasty one. I think it's one of the ugliest sort of tackles collisions I think I've ever seen in football. And I'm thankful that it is, like it sounds a little odd to say, I'm thankful he only suffered a fracture to the neck of that degree compared to the catastrophic injury he could have suffered.
Mm.
11 minutes after 7, texts are there, James, and Brandy gets a mention this morning.
Yes, first one. I stand with Gary Jack. Hashtag outrage, says the Western Sydney Eagle. Dunny says, Brandy is a Westpac and Navy sympathiser.
He's a Navy sympathiser, yes. The Tathra Eagle, morning lads, re-rugby union, got dragged along to the Brumbies Chiefs match on Saturday in Canberra. Constant long stoppages just ruins any momentum in the game. Ref blowing the whistle at any opportunity, small crowd, all topped off by them playing Tina Turner's NRL anthem, simply the best at full time. Possibly the most iconic song choice of all time. The NRL has zero to worry about from this broken product. Have a great week of the Tathra Eagle. Now, that's in response to our comments. Eddie Jones, interviewed in the UK last week, said, well, we got Swalihi because he got rugby union. Everyone's talking about rugby union.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie, I think everyone's moved on from it now. No one's talking about, like, Joseph can go.
Mm.
Like, that's the way Roosters, he's fallen off a cliff, his form.
Oh, yeah.
He could go and no one's now worried or cares. And there is nothing else to talk. We've just spoken about kind of a fractured neck. How sad's that? That's the thing we're talking about out of the weekend. They're 1 week from their finals now.
And you were telling me in the break, 12 teams, 8 make the finals.
Yeah, top 8. Top 8. So the 8.
Yeah.
So it helps the Australian franchises.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. It is 12 and a half minutes after 7. David Riccio's in the house. Let's do it.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Dave, the New South Wales Blues have been asked to change their jersey by the NRL. Is it going to happen?
Yeah, good morning, Missile. Good morning, Vossi. No, it's not. Guys, I'm struggling to understand the outrage here.
Oh.
Vossi, what's...
Yes.
I don't understand. What are you blowing up about as far as a navy blue jersey? This is 2023, the last time I checked.
Yeah. That's right.
Is it not a colour of blue? Is it... Now,
what?
Do not even consider. Don't even question the fact that if the maroons were some other colour, not maroon, and they had the ability to tinker with their colour, they would. They would for marketing purposes. Absolutely. I've got no problem with it, guys. It's a colour blue. 2019, they wore a similar style jersey. I thought it looked pretty good. If the Blues were running out in some purple polka dot jersey, I could understand the outrage, but certainly not
sky blue.
Not on this occasion.
Sky blue, yeah. David. Sky blue is New South Wales colours. The first Origin game. Yeah. Go back. Why don't you, David? Why don't you go back and watch the first Origin game in 1980, and Arthur Beetson runs out in a maroon jersey, And Maxi Krilic comes out with the New South Wales team. They're wearing sky blue. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that tradition?
Did he have little white stripes on his shoulders too, Maxi Krilic? Had little white stripes and the numbers on the shoulders, remember?
I've had a great big KB logo on him or somewhere, on the shorts or somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, sky blue versus maroon.
The NRL understand that, you know, clearly some fans don't like it, but the NRL can't. It's not about the design or the massive Westpac logo or anything like that. It's actually all the NRL is interested in is the colour clash. And if there was to be a colour clash on Wednesday night, and you know, they're saying that that's unlikely to be the case, that we'll be able to differentiate both teams quite clearly, and therefore the jersey will stand.
All right, we've got that. What's the latest on Payne Haas? Will he be wearing the Navy jersey on Wednesday night with the New South Wales team, or is the injury going to keep him out, the ankle injury? What is the extent?
Bossy is looking good for Payne Haas. And look, you've got to give the Blues credit. They were never really panicking about Payne Haas when he did suffer the rolled ankle, the sprained ankle, last Thursday at Coogee training. Payne Haas trained freely yesterday. The Blues put their final touches together here in Sydney at a core stadium. They trained there yesterday, and Payne Haas got through the entire session. He's absolutely in. You can declare Payne Haas will play on Wednesday night. There's no problems whatsoever. Suggestions that the way he trained, it looked as though there was no issue at all, or ever had there been an issue with his ankle. So really positive signs for Payne Haas. He will play. As I said, the Blues travel to Adelaide today, guys. They'll land in Adelaide today. It's pretty much a travel day, so no training's required. All the work's done. All the work, all the build-up, the preparation is done. Only the captain's run tomorrow. Now, guys, I've spoken about this previously. The final session, the day before the game session, it's dead set a walkthrough. They kick the shoes off and kick the footy around and just have one final mental approach and discuss tactics, mental application. And really, as I said, it's hardly a training session. So as far as the Blues are concerned, this new-look team, some selection bolters, it's all done. The work is done. They fly to Adelaide today and that captain's run tomorrow before the game on Wednesday. Likewise for Queensland, they also travel later today. They've got their final session up at Century Cove this morning before heading down as well today for their captain's run tomorrow in Adelaide. So we're getting to the pointy end, guys.
It's close. It's Christmas for us this time of year, Dave. Absolutely Christmas. I'm interested to get your opinion on Ricky Stewart's decision to rest Jared Croker against the West Tigers.
Yeah, Miss, it came as a surprise, didn't it? Look, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. And I say this with the context of the Raiders playing, making the call on the basis of the player. And when I say the player, it was only 12 months ago, guys, that Jared Croker suffered a shoulder injury that ruled him out for the season. It's almost to the day last year that he was gone for the season. And with inside the Raiders camp, his career was over. That was the feeling, that they had seen the last of Jared Croker playing in the green jersey. To his credit, he has worked his backside off and got back onto the footy field. And this is an occasion that few within that Canberra inner sanctum thought was possible. It must be said that Jared will only become the second Raiders player, only the second Raiders player to play 300 first grade games alongside another Croker, and that is Jason Croker. So the decision to rest him from this weekend's match to get him to his 300th, I can understand it in the context of what Jared has gone through to get here. My only concern for the Raiders is their injury toll in their back line with Sebastian Chris out. We know that there's just a mounting injury toll as far as their options out wide. And so the decision being made before last weekend's win just might come back to bite them against the Tigers. But you know what? I think they're prepared to live with it.
Touch wood, Jared Croker doesn't get injured at training this week, training for a game he's not playing.
True.
I mean, like that can happen. I mean, there's that many calf injuries out there at the moment. Little twinge in the calf. And, yeah, touch wood, that doesn't happen. Now, David, are your pants up or down?
They're up at the moment, Boston.
Yeah, I'd keep them up because people are looking to attack your and rip another one here. There's a lot of text coming through. Wow, David, need to wake up and listen to the supporters. That's from Smithy the Eel. David, hope you have time to read my long-winded text on your Blues comment. Nup, says Pedro. Hang up on Ricky O now. He has no idea, says the Black Stump Eel. best way to teach the New South Wales Rugby League, don't buy the jersey. Ask the players, would they prefer to play in sky blue or dark blue? If I was a reporter, I'd ask that question. David, have you asked the players that question? Would they prefer, not do they mind wearing the navy, which of course they're going to come back, I don't mind, but would they prefer to play in sky blue? Ask them that question, David.
Black Stumpy, that wasn't from Black Stumpy. G'day, Eel. Listen, I'm interviewing James Tedesco. I will ask James Tedesco.
Would he have a preference? Yes, you've got to word it that way. Would you have a preference, David? And I've got to say, you're saying they're just flying down today, and Queensland's up in Century. Not much build up, really, is it in the city? Where there's an ad on the wall saying, you know, if real footy's coming to Adelaide, like basically offending every AFL fan in the city.
Yeah.
It's not a great build up, is it? So just a captain's run, which will be closed to the public.
That's right. Yeah.
Not much doing, is it?
I understand there's a press media public event in the main street mall of Adelaide on Tuesday afternoon. And to your point, Bossy, that's probably the only visible sighting of the Origin teams for the general public down in Adelaide. I'll be happy to report once I get down there how the ticket sales are going. We know they're shy of a sellout at this point in time. So once I get down there, guys, I'll suss that out and try and get a feel for, as you said, the build-up or lack thereof for the Adelaide locals.
Yeah, well, you wear your navy blue New South Wales jersey around, see if anybody thinks you're there. Although they say, oh, look, there's a bloke from Melbourne Victory walking down the street. What's he doing?
There's a Westpac employee.
David, you stay in your dig, mate. Despite everyone there saying that you've lost the plot and that you're on the hoochie cooch, and you just keep going with that opinion. That's fine. That's fine. That's
not the first time, boss. It's not the first time. Not at all.
You need a bit of hoochie cooch to get through a trip to Adelaide just quietly.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Well.
David Riccio from The Telegraph. You can follow all the breaking news on The Telegraph website throughout the day. Build up to State of Origin number one. I'll be there on Wednesday morning, broadcasting the show Wednesday and Thursday morning from Adelaide. So all the news there, and of course Greg Alexander giving us great access, and he'll be on again today after 8 o'clock this morning. It's 22 minutes after 7. Breakfast with Vossie, James. Oh, by the way, just before we go to a break, James, just for the listeners joining us, your sports bet odds, and we're going to be talking with Nick Ashman shortly about a Dancing with the Stars market. How are you training? Like, are you training the house down?
Training the house down. That's a curse, isn't it?
Are you training the house down?
I'm training as well as any swimmer has ever trained on the dance floor, Vossie. There you go.
Well, I'm hearing some pretty good things. I reckon this is Luton Town area.
It would be
from,
quite the Luton Town story, just quietly.
You know, I think you're ready to go. I'm hearing some great things about the throws and the...
If I showed you some early footage of my dancing, I think you might change your tune pretty quickly, but I'm having a crack at it.
All righty. This is Breakfast with Vossie and the soon-to-be crowned champion of Dancing with the Stars, James Mambo Magnuson.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet.
What's gambling really costing you?
Nick Ashman from Sportsbet. Morning, Nick. Tell us a bit about Sportsbet's special for Origin on Wednesday. Big week for betting. And Nick is not with us yet. Was he?
Well, that's disappointing. That's disappointing because I...
Must be on the plane to Adelaide.
Well, as much as I'm interested in the Origin market, I do want to get the very latest on Dancing with the Stars market.
Well,
there's something beautiful happening here.
The shortest odds were for me to get the lowest score out of all the dancers on the show,
including
MasterChef's Matt Preston, the Chasers nerd Issa Issa, whatever his name is, little Issa with the glasses.
Well, it's your show. So you was, hope you know you get his name sorted by the first episode.
I tell you, it's interesting locker room chat. So we've got Matt Preston, MasterChef. We've got Issa from The Chase. We've got Phil Burton from Human Nature, all different walks of life. Gavin Wanganeen, who was a Brownlow medalist. Charlie Albin, the gardener from Better Homes and Gardens. So the locker room chat has been nothing if not diverse, Vossi. Very diverse.
Yeah, well, they can get them to call in on the open line, 1300 01 1170. Then we can have some chat to find out exactly what that chat is. You're not giving much away there. Just on State of Origin for Wednesday night, lock me in for a Fox moment. I'm thinking I'm all over the Addo Carr first try.
Ooh, I like it.
On Wednesday night. I've seen it. I've visualised it. I've dreamt it.
Yeah.
The Fox is going to score the first try in Adelaide. Nick Ashman is now back online from Sportsbet to tell us all about the Sportsbet specials for Origin on Wednesday. Nick?
Yeah, Vossie, we're just on that first try score. I've got a little stat for you here. Valentine Holmes, he's played 13 Origin games. He's been the first try scorer in six of them. He's almost got a 50% strike rate at scoring first in the games. There you go. Something to consider. Hey, you guys might be familiar in your audience with the same game multis. Usually, in order to get your bonus bets, you've got to get two of your three legs right. And if one fails, you know, a lot of the bookies, including us, will give you your money back in bonus bets. Well, on Wednesday night, the State of Origin game one, place the same game multi, no minimum leg requirements. And if it loses, get back up to $50 in bonus bets. One refund per game. So basically, you can have a two-leg multi, and even if none of them get in, you'll still get up to $50 back in bonus bets. So every now and then, Sportsbet does this special. It's a great deal if you are indeed, you know, you like your same game multis. So definitely consider that one. I just thought I'd rip through a couple of stats for you. If you are a Maroon, I don't like you, but if you are, they've won three of their last four Origin games as underdogs, so that's something on your side. We spoke about Valentine Holmes. He's $16 to get the first try. Not sure what your thoughts are there, but he's got that good record. And the other one was Ben Hunt. He scored a couple of tries in his last four appearances for the Maroons, and he's $7.50 to get a try. If you're a Blues fan, as I am, you might think that the $1.65 is a little bit skinny. Mm. So what I thought you could do is you might say, well, I think Turbo can get a try. You might say Latrell can get a try as well. They've both scored in their last three and four games respectively. Those two into the Blues is paying $7.50. So keep in mind, if it doesn't come off, you'll get your money back in bonus bets, guys. So just play around with that. You'll work out what you like and what kind of odds suit you. But the good feature is that you'll get your money back up to $50 in bonus bets if it doesn't come off.
I like that, Nick. I'm thinking Blues 1-12, Addo Carr anytime try scorer. There's my little multi. Dancing with the Stars odds, Nick. Please tell me you've been a little less disrespectful this week.
Yeah, missile, $9, mate, $9 right there. Christy Whelan Brown, I should say, even money favourite. Phil Burton, $5. Sally Pearson, $6. Virginia Gay, $7.50. And then the great man, Missile, a $9 chance. Emily Weir, $10, shares that line with Pia Miranda. What are your thoughts?
A little bit more respectful than $9? Last week. Yeah, a little bit more respectful than last week. Look, obviously a lot of dancers in the mix there, so... against it, but I'll take that. $19 hurt me, got me right in the heart.
Yeah, Phil Burton's a pussy. He's not. He's a terrible value at $5. I'll say this: having commentated on Dancing on Ice, which is one of the great shows, Carl Stefanovic made the final up against Lara Bingle. It's so tough, so much tougher on the guy than the girl.
Yeah, well, you got
to
lead.
The girl who gets to dance with a professional,
as
opposed to the guy having to dance with a professional, when you've got to do the throws and the moves and all of that.
Yeah, that's the hard part. And the judges are watching. They know if you're leading or not.
Yeah.
So you got to... You know what I can't do, Vossi? You know how they say...
What can't you do?
Step on the one count, or, you know, they count you in like one, two, three, four, the beat of the music. I think I'm music dyslexic. I just cannot figure out when that beat starts and stops.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about there, but anyway, it sounded like very interesting. Nick, well done. Thank you for bringing us those Origin markets and Dancing with the Stars, and you and the Sportsbet team enjoy the next couple of days. It's big days in Australian sport.
Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Just on that double, New South Wales, Josh Addo car anytime, $2.70, boys.
Love it.
There you go, $2.70. There you go. And, of course, NBA tomorrow, we'll get a market then for Game 7 of the Boston-Miami series.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Thanks, Vanessa. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. And remember, you can still register for Brighton's Lawyers, Your Verdict, with $2,500 up for grabs. Visit sensurvivor.com.au. Give us a call on the open line, 1300 01 1170, or the Edgewater Homes text line, 0457 736 736. Edgewater Completed Homes, now selling in Jordan Springs, edgewaterhomes.com.au.
Yes, the Edgewater Homes text line lighting up this morning. Lots of chat about the jersey. Look, it's not that, it's not the biggest issue in the world, but it is one for the fans to discuss. And the fan is the number one stakeholder in this because they're the ones who buy it, you know. So this point here, morning, Vossi and Missile. Imagine making your debut on Wednesday night in that Victoria blue jersey and it ends up being your only game. And you never get the chance to wear the sky blue. I would be filthy. So there you go.
That's a good
point. Some point of view coming in. James, you're the only A grade on Dancing with the Stars. Is a text that's come through. You're an A grade, which perhaps
that's not a good thing, is it?
Is it? No,
yeah.
No, it's actually saying there's a lot of C grade celebrities, and you're an A grade. But in SEN context, being an A grade,
the Joel and Fletch variety, I think an A grade is not a good thing.
Yeah, so you'd rather be a C grade.
I'll take what I can get.
This one, morning men. It's a bit rich calling it Dancing with the Stars when they. Oh, no, I can't read that. Have a fat old Poppy food critic on it. And this is from Andrew, the fat old truck driver.
Well, he's representing you, Andrew. He's representing fat old guys around the country.
Yeah, that's it. He's not.
Is he British?
Huge, Matt Preston.
No.
He's not huge, is he?
He actually said he lost 10 kilos doing the dancing for the show. So if you're looking to get into shape, Vossi, maybe a little bit of tango's in your future.
That won't be happening. Morning, boys. Re the Jared Croker resting. Would it not have been better that Ricky, not to say he was resting him, but rather had a strain or a niggle, would have stopped all the talk, Panther George?
It would have. I think it would have hit him a bit. Hi, Mambo. Will you be doing the Nutbush in memory of Tina on Dancing with the Stars, Phil the Dragon? I can confirm. There will be a Nutbush number. As to whether I'm dancing it or not, we'll have to wait and see.
Wow, you allowed to divulge that a bit of information?
Yeah, wow. Yep, there will be a Nutbush.
Now, hi, Vossi and Macarenison. Cam from Carlo here. As far as Jared goes, I like sentiment in sports, so play on. There are two issues, though. One, I bet Tim Sheens is rubbing his hands together as he fires up the Tigers. The second, what happens if Jared gets injured at training or catches COVID?
Yeah.
Does Ricky keep resting him until they play at home and get COVID? Well, no rugby league player gets COVID these days. they're immune to COVID. Yeah. When was the last time a rugby league player actually caught COVID? It's just disappeared off the face of the planet. COVID is gone in the world of rugby league. But you're right about the injury. Now, I'm just saying, and touch wood, I'm touching my head now. But Jared Croker, he still trains with him this week. What did he get? Like the niggle, the calf. The calf is the old man injury.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting a calf injury. Please, Jared, don't get a calf injury because you could have played this. Well, if you got it next week, if you got it this week, he'd be out this week, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
But no, if he gets through this week and he's fit as a fiddle when they play the Tigers this Friday, but then next week he suffers a little calf niggle and can't play the game, that will have been the backfire of all backfires.
Big time.
All right, let's go to the open line. 1300 01 1170. James, you're all over this. Tim of Balgala's there.
Tim, you want to talk to us about the jersey?
Yeah, how you going, Missile and Vossi? Dave, I mean, fancy a Daily Telegraph reporter not having an opinion or not being outraged about something. Well, I thought that was fairly strange to start the morning. just on the jersey, I think it should be sky blue. It's absolutely ridiculous, the dark blue. And, you know, all these points coming in, you know, it's a Victorian colour is very valid. But the biggest thing is, on the vice versa, maroon is basically a dark pink, a dark purple. So you imagine them going the other way. Where would they go? You would see a pink jersey for the Maroons? I mean, imagine that.
Yes. Yeah, crimson,
crazy stuff.
Crimson jersey, a magenta. Magenta maybe for them. By the way, you aware, I wasn't aware until I watched closely the incident with the Queensland Reds player, Connor Vest, who suffered the fractured neck. that the Queensland Reds are sponsored by Westpac. That Westpac have a foot in each camp in each sport. Are you aware of that? The Queensland Reds have the big W, but they have a...
There you go.
Is that right? Do they have the white W on front? Is that a Westpac logo or is that some other logo which is similar to Westpac? What do you think about the sponsorship logo on the New South Wales jersey, Tim?
I mean, it's one of those things. It just has to be done. It has to be done. Can I have a quick shot at Copeland on his comments about, you know, hard-working Wallaby supporters? You know, with the way the coach said that, you know, he's basically volunteering.
I mean, Trent Copeland, yes.
Anyone knows that that's tongue-in-cheek from, you know, the Wallabies coach. But, I mean, please, that's what, one paddle down for poor old Timmy at Joey's, you know, with the hard-working Wallabies jersey. That was definitely, I wanted to ring up that morning when Copeland said that.
Yeah, sure.
All stuck up, but, you know, it's pretty funny. So.
Yeah. I listen, Tim, you're a good man. How about we give you a $50 gift card from card.gift, your go-to for Visa and MasterCard gift cards, with our pleasure.
Beautiful.
And we love it we love the slipper being put into any of us, myself, into James, into Trent, into Charlie Goodson, with Sub Charlie, any of us, we love it. That's pretty much the theme of the program. Have a crack.
Definitely.
Good man. Tim and Balgala there on the open line, 1300 01 1170. And this one, Ricky makes the 300th game for a club legend all about him. He should stick to trying to improve his sub 50% win record. Savage from that man.
Oof. Ooh. Coming in hot.
That's it. 17 to 8. For Anytime Fitness, some sport for you. Michelle Bishop not with us this hour, flying to Adelaide. Flight's still in the air. So for Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are, or what your goals. Bit of cricket news from the weekend. And we're going to talk with Sean Abbott later in the week. But he scored one of the more incredible hundreds over there in England. 34-ball ton for Sean Abbott. At the IPL, Shubman Gill scored 129 on Friday. His best ever IPL innings included 10 sixes. But the final of the IPL, the Chennai Super Kings against the Gujarat Titans, was postponed until later today because of heavy rain. So that's been pushed back a day. They had the spare day, so they'll play later today. The Monaco Grand Prix, Max Verstappen beating Fernando Alonso. Rain affected the Monaco Grand Prix and all sorts of dramas there. And at the French Open, we caught up with Brett Phillips earlier today, but Fanasi Kokkinakis, the cock, he's had his first win at the French Open since 2015. First time he's got past or made it to the second round. He beat the British player. The number 20 seed, mind you, Dan Evans, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. I'll ask you this one about the match. Saw some highlights of it. Dan Evans, the Pommy guy, went for a toilet break at the end of the first set. Like, he loses the first set, then has a toilet break. Are you entitled to a toilet break one set into a match, James? If you're the umpire, you say, no, hang on to it. Hold on to it, young man. Like you would if you're the teacher in class.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Probably depends how long the set goes. Is it 7-6 number or is it a 6-4? I reckon you can go to the toilet, Vossi. He might be
nervous.
What,
the first set?
Yeah,
well,
he might be nervous.
Well, let me tell you, he came out of the bathroom break between sets and came back like a man possessed, is the way they quoted it. Breaking to love in the second game to lead 2-0, but then he fell apart. Anyway, I'm just saying, I reckon an umpire should stand his ground in that situation and just say, no, mate, it's too early in the match. You're not having a toilet break after the first set. Hang on to it. Unless it's a number two.
Yeah.
But if it's a number one, no, hang on to it. The open line is an interesting place to go. We're talking the Origin jerseys on the SEN app. John of Brisbane listening in, James.
Morning, John.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
Good.
The thing I don't like about the New South Wales jumper is the price.
How much is it?
Oh, well, I've been seeing them for $199 on some sites.
Yeah, I think $169 is probably the recommended retail price, but that, of course, is not the law. An RRP is exactly as it's termed, as I've learnt in business. It's a recommended retail price. A retailer can charge whatever they like. So I think you'll find $169.95 is the recommended retail price, John.
Well, I'd buy the dark blue one because that big red W is awful. On the blue, on the sky blue, it is awful. It is very awful.
Now, John, you up there in Brisbane, my friend, just confirming that, you're up in Brisbane?
Yep, I'm up.
Do you follow the rugby union? Oh, okay. So you're mad blue. So you probably don't follow the Queensland Reds and the rugby, but they have the Westpac logo, but it's a white logo on their jerseys. They don't. They don't have red on maroon. They have white on maroon.
The only thing I watch on Stan Sports is Shoot Shield.
No, right. Okay, you're a Shoot Shield man. John, thank you. I tell you what, I'm going to send you. Sounds like your phone might be losing a bit of charge. We want to send you out a Signet Boost power bank for you that'll keep your phone charged up and all your devices. How does that sound?
Great, Bossy. Thanks for that, mate. Now go the Blues because they're all idiots up here, the Maroons. Their IQ drops 50 points during Origin time.
Okay, good on you, John. You keep flying the sky blue flag there in Queensland. It is 7 minutes to 8. We're going to find out what the Luton Town song, team song is in just a moment. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.